Happy birthday, Coach Shanahan. A victory for the Redskins, and I would say a very impressive performance in preseason game number three.
Yeah, I was really proud of our football team. Anytime you have a Monday night game and you got a short week, and for our players to come back and play the way they did, very impressive, because this is a game. Everybody normally puts a game plan together, and for them to go out and play that way as a team, I was proud of them.
It was good to have the opportunity to work against that fast-paced offense, wasn't it?
No, it was good. It was good. It was good for our defense, and you know, made a couple adjustments, but we got to get used to it, because Philadelphia runs that style, and I think it helped us today.
Coach, this is going to be tough for you. Next couple of days, you're going to get rid of 15. Then next week, obviously, you get to 53. How are you going to do it? We saw talent throughout the fourth quarter, which is a good thing.
Yeah, that's a problem that you want to have. You know, you want to have that problem, and most good football teams have that problem where you're trying to make a decision who's going to be part of your top 53 and who's going to be in your practice squad. And some, you know, tough cuts are coming up, and guys that can play football, and they will play in the NFL.
Give us your assessment of Pat White's play, Coach.
Oh, I thought Pat did exceptional. I thought Rex did exceptional, you know, playing that environment. What we did today is, you know, we gave Rex, three series to get in the flow of things. We gave Pat three to get in the flow, and we went back and forth. And that's what happens when you're the third-team quarterback or the fourth-team quarterback. You got to go out there, and you got to get it done. And you can be cold, and we try to put them in that situation. Sonny, you've never been in that situation. Yeah. You've always been a starter. But to come off the bench as a third-team guy is tough, and we try to put them through that through most of the game, and I thought both of them did exceptional.
Status of Richard Crawford. We saw he was had a knee brace on. It didn't look good.
No, unfortunately. I think it's an LCL, possibly an ACL. Doctors right now think it could be both, and, you know, either way, sounds like he's gone for the season. Richard has been doing a great job, you know, getting himself ready, and it's a big blow for us and him, because, you know, he's such a dedicated guy, so you hate to see that happen to him.
Coach, some secondary rookies, they play hard. They play hard, and they seem like they're very smart. They stay at home on plays, and it seems like they're so well coached that that's going to be a tough job too.
Yeah, it is. Anytime you get some guys that are used to playing at the collegiate level, and usually they make it a little bit easier when they make the transition to the NFL because of all the playing time that they've had. And so we've got some guys that have played a lot of college football, and you can see that that experience has helped them with us.
And the linebackers, too.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, we've got some depth there, and we've got some guys. You know, take a look at a guy like Tapp that comes in. And, you know, you take a look at Nick
Jenkins,
and you know, we got some young guys that's going to help us in that pass rushing area as well. And anyway, it was a good win for us.
Coach, congrats. One more preseason game to go. Then it's for real against Philly in a couple of weeks. Congrats and happy birthday again.
Thanks, Larry. Thanks, honey.
Rex, what a dominating performance by the Redskins offense. Your team had more rushing yards than they had total yards. You were a big part of that offensive performance. Did it feel as good as it looked?
Yeah, you know, especially early on, you know, it felt real good to just – anytime you start a game and you go down the field and get a touchdown, it lifts everybody's, you know, nerves, and everybody gets into a rhythm, and it just feels good, you know, and it sets the tone for the rest of the game.
A lot of talent on this football team.
A lot of talent. I mean, you know, there's going to be a lot of, you know, tough battles, but, you know, what really matters, you know, the first team – damn good football team, you know. I mean, the offensive line all play together well. They know exactly what to do. You know, they're ahead of the calls. They're just communication between, you know, all the way from Trent to Tyler. Everybody communicates well, and they're just playing about as good as I've ever been around.
You seem very excited. What makes you so excited about this team right now? Because you are excited right now.
Well, yeah, shit. It's post game. I just got done. You know. Playing football, it's fun. Anytime you're out there with a bunch of guys you've been practicing with for a long time, ever since, you know, this is my fourth year, but anytime you start a new year and you got, you start in OTAs and then culminating in the third preseason game and everybody's playing well and being happy, you know, it's fun. I enjoy
depth
myself.
At running back and depth at the receiver position. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, there are going to be some tough cuts.
Yeah, there's going to be some tough cuts, and there's going to be a lot of people that don't make this team. They're going to be on other teams, and got a lot of talent. And usually people find a way to get on somewhere. But for the most part, the guys that are going to be out there, you know, our offensive line, receivers, Robert, you know, running backs, it's going to be a hell of a year, and everybody's just got to stay consistent.
Pat White, congratulations. Outstanding touchdown run. And as we told Rex, the offense was absolutely dominating. It did feel that way on the field.
I felt like the guys competed hard for 60 minutes. They gave it everything they got. I mean, they know they're putting it on film. So, I mean, they work hard. They take coaching. And, I'm just blessed to have this opportunity to be out there with them.
You're in a precarious position, being the third quarterback, second, third, fourth quarterback, because they can't keep everyone. But you're putting out a resume each week that Pat White could end up playing in this league for a long time.
Well, I'm just thankful to have this opportunity. And every snap that I get, I want to make the most of it, whether it be game time or practice. So.
At that touchdown run, tell us about it. It got reviewed. We thought you got across, but there was no pylon there. By the time you got there, there was no pylon there.
Well, I'm happy they called it a touchdown. I mean, guys did a great job of blocking up front, got some great blocks downfield, and I just found a crease and went for the zone.
Is this offense becoming more comfortable to you each week?
Every day I feel like I'm getting a little more comfortable, but I also have a lot of work.
As far as your reads?
Yes, as far as my reads, but also have a lot of work to do. I mean, there are some things that, I mean, all of us can learn and get better at, me particularly, footwork, the mental aspect of it, and I guess some of the physical.
Following up finally on something Sonny said, you know, you are in the position you're in, but I would have to think you're going to sleep very well at night knowing you've impressed people regardless of where in the NFL.
Tonight I'm going to go to sleep thinking about getting better tomorrow. So that's what's on my mind, getting better every day.
He's so happy to be a Redskin, Darrell Tapp.
You can tell he played well, too.
Thank you. Just working at it every day.
You know, you seem so much more comfortable. I mean, we saw you as an Eagle, as a down lineman, but as a linebacker, you look like that's your home.
It feels good. I'm getting a lot of coaching from Coach Haslett, Coach Slow, his son Bobby Slow. Learning a lot from Arakpo, Kerrigan, Rob Jackson, and definitely London Fletcher. So it's just coming to me day by day and getting better.
A lot of depth on this defensive football team, isn't it?
Tons of depth. I mean, it's awesome for competition. We're all just continually pushing each other and just working on the field.
You guys really dominated that game. And once your second unit, and you play a lot on the first unit as well, I mean, the confidence runs three deep on your defensive unit.
It does. That goes back to the coaching, man. The coaches, they really instill that confidence in us. If we make mistakes in practice, they correct them and we move on. They don't continually harp on it because they know guys that know how to be professionals and we just continue to work at it.
Are you looking forward to the opening night?
Oh, man, what do you know? What do you know?
You know, why don't you just tell our fans who might not know how happy you are to be a Redskin. I met you when you came in the building, and you've been smiling ever since. Tell us why you're so happy to be a Redskin.
I've always been a Redskins fan, even growing up from a little kid, on through my NFL career at different teams, Seattle and Philadelphia. I always kept my eyes on the Redskins. So when they really approached me about bringing me in for a visit and offering me a contract, I jumped on it. I would never imagined it. So I'm just taking it all in stride, going out there and continuing to work hard.
Well, Brandon Jenkins, you got in there. You got a sack today. You made your presence felt. How did it feel for you out there today?
It felt great. Just to get that first sack out of the way. I really didn't count it. You know, I was on the ground. Then just got up, and he just ran it to me.
Off the ground to make the play.
Yeah, he just ran it to me. But, still working. Got a lot of things to work on. It felt great.
The Redskins put Kerrigan inside. You come in the game, and that is a devastating pass-rushing combination. You got Arakpo out there. I mean, tell us about how it feels for you. There's so many ways to get after the quarterback.
I mean, it's a blessing to be on the field with Kerrigan and Arakpo at the same time. Man, it's just it's a dream come true, really. But, we're just working hard to get to the quarterback and just having great pass rushes in there. That'll do the job.
You have to work hard with this football team because there's a lot of depth and a lot of people can step in and take your place.
Oh, yeah. It's no secret. Hard work pays off, man. That's the secret to success, man. You work hard, things will happen good.